Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren is back with us once again.
Yes, good morning, Mary. A very happy St. Patrick's Day for Rory McIlroy yesterday as he landed the Players' Championship after a three-hole playoff against JJ Spaugh. Now, Rory becomes the eighth player to win that particular tournament twice, the first European to have done so, and considered the unofficial fifth major, one of the biggest tournaments outside the Big Four. The countdown is on to the Masters next month, and he's confirmed that he's going to play one more event before that major. This is his second win on the PGA Tour in 2025 so far, and none of the other top players are showing this sort of form. He admitted in his press conference afterwards that he was quite nervous ahead of the final playoff and struggled to get a decent night's sleep.
I woke up at 3 this morning and couldn't get back to sleep, so like I was, you know, I was as nervous as I can remember. So yeah, there's a lot of thoughts that are racing through your head, and you're trying not to look at your phone, and you're trying to sleep, and you're, you know, but I was up, but yeah, I was a little anxious this morning, and I just knew I needed to get off to a good start. Especially, I knew the wind was going to be up. I knew some of those shots were going to be really, really tough, and I was focused on trying to make good swings. You know, I said it last night, but I really just needed to make 5 good swings today. And I made 3 good swings on 16 and 17. And that was basically enough to get it done.
Yeah, that's Rory there. And he's speaking interesting about the wind, particularly on that 17th hole where JJ Spaugh actually found water. Reading a great stat in the Examiner this morning, that 17th, pretty short for the professionals, just 140 yards. But it's estimated 100,000 golf balls a year are fished out of that lake. Isn't that something else? 100,000 golf balls. So a lot of people having similar luck to JJ Spaugh had over the weekend. Smallbone has been ruled out of Ireland's Nations League playoff against Bulgaria. The midfielder missed out on Southampton's loss to Wolves at the weekend with a groin injury. He's not recovered in time. Callum O'Dowda also out. Andy Moran and Ryan Manning have been called up. The first leg takes place in Bulgaria on Thursday, and then the return match in Dublin on Sunday. Victory essential to retain a place in League B. We were speaking about the fact that Troy Parrott and Adam Eder are in goal-scoring form for their clubs this season. I wonder, has the Irish management team got a big decision to make this coming Thursday in regard Evan Ferguson, who's had limited enough game time since his move to West Ham? Irish assistant manager John O'Shea had this to say on the situation.
The Premier League teams, Matt will tell you, there's big competition for places, you know what I mean? So, and obviously, they probably felt as well there was a little niggling injury, I think, as well, that they had to build up fitness too. So, hopefully, that'll improve towards the end of the season. And we see Evan get more starts for sure for the club. That'll help massively. And he's got to, obviously, simple as knuckle down in training, prove to us this week, prove to West Ham when he goes back that he deserves a start, that you deserve to be in the team. And when you get the chance, if it's 5 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, that you show why you should be in the team. So it's a combination of all that.
Yeah, let's see what happens on Thursday. One player who won't be starting any match this week is Lionel Messi. He's been left out of Argentina's squad for their next 2 World Cup qualifiers. He returned for his club into Miami at the weekend, but there are reports that he picked up a knock in that comeback. Messi, who was 37, will not be part of the squad, and they can actually wrap up qualification for next year's World Cup in this round of games as the holders face Uruguay and Brazil, as they visit Uruguay and host Brazil. Now, the International Olympic Committee has recommended that boxing be included at the 2028 Games in Los Angeles. This is great news, and it's expected to be confirmed at a meeting later this week. The new organisation, World Boxing, will be responsible for running the sport for those games. Only national federations part of World Boxing will be allowed to take part, and Irish boxing is not currently part of that organisation yet. The IABA remains a member of the IBA, the International Boxing Association. IOC Sports Director Kit McConnell has confirmed that those nations not currently members will have until the qualification process for the tournament begins to join the newly formed World Boxing.
It depends on the timing of the qualification events. Normally, those are somewhere between 2 years before the games through to closer to the games. So it's not frozen now. And obviously, the provisional recognition and the session consideration of the inclusion in LA, we see would be an acceleration of the number of national federations joining, building that already impressive number. But they just need to be members at time of the qualification events at that specific point in time, as the president said.
In rugby, Ulster have confirmed that John Cooney will leave the province at the end of the season to join Brive in France. John is 34 and he spent the last 8 seasons with Ulster after joining them from Connacht. Brive are competing in the second tier in France but are pushing for promotion to the top 14. Finally, there'll be great excitement at Screen GA Club in Meath later today as the local community gets ready to welcome home Cheltenham Gold Cup hero. I know the way you're thinking. The horse and trainer Gavin Cromwell and jockey Mark Walsh will be there at 4:30 to celebrate their win last week.